This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepared. Slight detour, class. A couple days ago, there was a power outage in Los Angeles, California. And we talked about this over the years, that this is the kind of thing that would happen with power outages. And we said that, you know, when you have a power outage, well, the pumps can't pump water out of the ground, can't put them in those water tanks, and you could experience a water shortage or a water outage. And if the electricity fails at the sewage treatment plant, well, they can't run the pumps that pump the sewage and treat the sewage with chemicals before they dump it into the rivers and oceans. Los Angeles, California, 2 days ago, power outage. And it resulted in a 17 million gallon raw sewage spill into the Pacific Ocean. Now, they use the word spill. Actually, it was an intentional discharge. It's like, let's open the valve and dump the raw sewage right into the ocean where it can kill fish. Because if we don't, we'll have even more sewage. So in order to prevent more sewage, because the electricity was shut off to the sewage treatment plant, you know, the municipal, the government-run, controlled sewage treatment plant, they dumped raw sewage into the ocean. Now, you're not allowed to do that. You can't flush your toilet into the ocean. You'll be arrested. But they can. 17 million gallons at a time. And it's okay. And they call it a spill. I just want to tell you that that kind of stuff happens. So if you're swimming in the ocean and you're thinking everything's good, you can die from being exposed to the biologicals in the ocean because of what the government did there in Los Angeles County. That's just one thing. I mentioned tires in a trailer and mounting the tires and wheels. And this applies to probably everybody. Everybody in class and even those who are not in class. You've all seen this. If you've been to a tire shop, you have seen the guy take the tire on the wheel, put it on the studs on the axle hub or the axle, and let's say they're 5 or 6 studs. The guy will grunt because it's heavy. He'll lift that tire onto the axle, and the tire will be suspended by the studs. Okay. The next thing that he does and it's not vertical because it's hanging on an angle because it's hanging on the top stud. So we'll take that lug nut, the first one, and he'll put it in the impact gun and zip it right on. And that will bring the wheel right against the hub, mostly. What happens is the steel wheel, when he does that, the hole in the steel wheel scrapes against one of the other studs. And it rips apart the threads on that stud. Then he takes the rest of the lug nuts and puts them on with the impact wrench. And the impact wrench is so strong that the scraped threads on the stud that he's going to put the lug nuts on with the impact wrench will damage the lug nuts. Now, he's using an impact wrench that has, you know, up to 400 or 500 foot-pounds of torque. And it's no big deal for him to do that. But when you go to change that tire because you have a flat and those threads are damaged on the stud, and that in turn damages the threads on the lug nut, you will not be able to get that lug nut off. Now, why do I know? Because I was fighting for hours with exactly this scenario where other people have put these wheels on, steel wheels, damaged the threads on one of the five or one of the six studs on an axle. And so what's the answer? Well, PB blaster, automatic transmission fluid in acetone, some kind of a penetrating oil, heat, a torch, heat the lug nut, work it back forth. Sometimes it takes an hour or two to do it without damaging even more the stud, because then you have to press them out. Sometimes you have to take the axle out to press them out. So it's a big problem, all caused by carelessness and inattention to the job at hand and the impact wrench. And these guys are really not trained. So this happens a lot. So what did we have to do? We had to buy a tool called a thread restorer kit to restore the threads, if possible, on these studs. It's a huge problem. So when you have your tires changed, new tires on your wheels, you need to say, only hand torque them. Do not use the impact wrench. Do not. And you can write that right on the work order. Hand tighten only. Okay? And then you won't have that problem. Kathy, have you ever seen that, what I'm talking about, where they zip those lug nuts on? The first one, zip the wheel right against the axle hub. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. I have, Vince. Yep. And I know my husband, when he changes a tire, he does exactly how you guys do it. Yep. And now that you mentioned cars, I do have some questions for you, because we were going to talk about that if we can.
Sure.
Okay, my question to you is, in about a few months we're going to be into fall, and my question is, let's say I had no knowledge of what to do, how to prepare for winter, and I would like to ask you, what would you do to get your car ready for winter? And this made me think about it because I had someone that had a battery that was in their car that was 6 years old, and they had called here, and I heard my husband talking to them, and he said, well, if I were you, I'd go get a battery and get a new battery, because chances are it's not going to start this winter when it gets really cold, and with it being that old. And so that made me think of, to ask you, what would you do as far as even, just like the basics, like just to make sure that you don't get stranded with a battery or tires or something. So I want your thoughts and advice on that, Vince.
Sure. It's going to take probably the rest of the segment to just get started, but I'll be glad to do that if you'd like. So, we have a car, a van up on the lift right now, and it's not ours, and our son's working on it. And tires look great because they've got tread left on the tires. But my son said, Dad, come on and look at this. And we looked in between the treads, okay, and there were cracks all the way to the steel belts. So what I'm saying is, you can look at a tire and it may look great, but you may find these microscopic cracks in it, which will cause the tread to separate from the tire, or the tire to blow out. We're seeing it more and more and more. It's almost like 100% of the vehicles that come in have some kind of a tire problem, where the tires appear to be okay, but they're going to fail shortly. And so he tells his customers, look at this. Here's what this means. Drive very carefully or replace them. And it sounds like he's trying to sell tires. But what happens is, he says, this is going to blow. And they go, okay, we'll be careful. Boom. They blow. So that's one thing. You want to look very carefully at the tread, in between the tread. You want to look at the sidewalls, and you're going to see all kinds of cracks. And it's going to be a little frightening. And those cracks will lead to a catastrophic tire failure. That's number one. So you want to check the tires. Two, if the tires are okay, you're going to want to increase the air pressure, because when tires are hot and sit in the hot sun, like in the summer, the pressure increases, increases, increases. And when it's cold outside, the pressure decreases. So let's say you have 40 pounds per square inch of pressure in tires in the summer. Well, in the winter, when it's not so sunny, and in the winter when the ambient temperature is colder, that tire pressure may lower from 40 pounds to 32 pounds. So you need to bring that back up to, if you keep them at 40, you need to bring them to 40. Now, how much tire pressure should you use? Well, it says on every tire, on the sidewall of the tire, the maximum inflation pressure. And we take them close to the maximum. So typically, if it says 44, we'll go to 40. If it says 51, we'll go to 44. If it says 32, we take it to 32. And the idea is, the more pressure you have in the tire, the less the rolling resistance, the less heat buildup in the tire because of the less flexing of the rubber of the tire, you know, the steel belts against the rubber, the rayon belts, the nylon belts, all of those different parts of the tire, when the tire gets flat on the bottom with each rotation, where the tread patch is on the road, that tire flattens out and deforms. So there's internal friction and the tires get hotter. So if you have more air in them, there's less friction, less likely to blow. Unless you hit a pothole, then it's more likely to blow because the tire is less likely to deform because it has more pressure in it. So don't exceed the maximum recommended tire pressure that is stamped or on the sidewall of the tire. That's one thing. Next, of course, you want to clean your battery terminals. And you'll find that over time, they just corrode. And the easiest thing to do is I lift up the hood all the time. I check the oil, the fluids, power steering, transmission fluid, all that stuff. And our vehicles are old. But I take a garden hose and I rinse off the battery terminals. Because the battery has acid in it, sulfuric acid, and it tends to corrode the battery terminals where they meet the posts or the side terminals. So the easy thing to do is just use a garden hose and rinse it off. And if you do it often, you won't have a buildup of this greenish-colored corrosion. If you do have that greenish-colored corrosion, you use baking soda and an old toothbrush, and you mix baking soda with water. First hose it off with a garden hose, and then use the baking soda and water to neutralize the acid. And that will help a lot. And so in terms of car batteries, we have a couple different kinds of testers. We have an electronic tester that measures the cold cranking amps and the voltage, and it's okay. It would be what a garage or a shop would have, you know, a professional shop for testing a battery. And it'll tell you how many cold cranking amps are left in that particular battery. Well, I think there's a better overall tester. And they're available on eBay. And I hate to say it, but the Chinese factory tool outlet sells them for about $20. And this thing looks like it's got a big meter. And it's got an on-off switch, a momentary contact on-off switch, and two short, heavy cables. And what you do is you put that on your battery, and first you disconnect your battery from the, you know, the negative terminal, disconnect that from the car, and put these two heavy, they're like booster cable clamps. You put that on the battery securely so it's a good connection, and you press this little button, and it puts a very heavy load on the battery. There's an internal resistive element. It's kind of like a toaster almost. And it puts a heavy load on the battery, and it tells you what that battery capacity is under load. And when you release the button, it tells you what the capacity or what the voltage is without a load. And that's a great tool for telling you if you need a battery. And of course, you want to check the antifreeze. And there's a tester for that, and I'll tell you when we come back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and she's asked me some questions about preparing your vehicle, the easy-to-do things for winter. And there's another thing that I wanted to share with you, and we have a bunch of cars here on our farm and trucks, and I have an immutable position. So, class, think of me as the head of the household, and I have some rules that are absolutely unbendable. And one of the rules is, you know, we have all of our vehicles are old. I mean, the newest one is a 2004, okay? So they're all old vehicles, but that doesn't mean they're junk. Some of them are really, really nice, good, used, older vehicles. And some of them have become, multicolored, kind of rust-colored, you know, with maybe a little bit of white paint. And what I'm saying is that if you drive in Missouri or locations where they use road salt, your car is going to be destroyed, or your truck. And the road salt's mixed with beet juice, so it's now really sticky. And it doesn't want to run off the road, and it doesn't want to leave your car. So it eats the brake calipers, it eats the brake guide pins, it eats the steering suspension parts, it eats the tie rod ends, the ball joints, it eats everything, including the rocker panels and the truck beds and the car bodies. And so if you absolutely have to, the immutable position is we don't drive when there's salt on the road unless there's an emergency. And if we have to, we use a sacrificial vehicle. So there's a truck that's the sacrificial vehicle that's mostly rust-colored because of the road salt. The other vehicles we don't take out in conditions like that, because they'll be destroyed just like the truck is destroyed. And if I have to, I'm going to claim vandalism at $800 per vehicle per year on my federal taxes, because vandalism is intentional damage. Okay? It's the intentional, it's causing intentional damage. That's what vandalism is. And vandalism, according to the IRS rules, is tax deductible. So if somebody spray paints your fence, you know, with graffiti, that's considered vandalism. Well, if someone puts beet juice with salt on the roads that I can't get off and it destroys my car, that's causing intentional damage. That, to me, is vandalism. And I'm willing to fight that out with the IRS. So if I have to, if I need the deductions, I'm going to take that. So we don't drive unless an absolute emergency. We just don't frivolously get in a vehicle and drive when there's salt on the road, or after there's salt on the road. If you see that white powdery stuff, the residue after the roads have been salted, well, that goes airborne. It gets all over your vehicle. And you can try to wash it off, and I suggest you try to do that with a garden hose, but it's still there's still going to be some on there. And it is corrosive. You look at any truck that's 10 years old in the corrupt state of Missouri, and you'll see the rocker panels are rusted out. Why is that? Because of the road salt. And so how do I know? Well, I bought a used truck out of Arkansas. My favorite truck. It's a 5-speed Chevrolet. No rust. No rust anywhere. You look at my 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck, which is same model. The rocker panels are shot. The wheel wells and the bed box are shot. Chunks are falling off the truck. It looks terrible. Runs great, but looks terrible. So my recommendation is don't go out in the winter when there's salt on the roads, or even a few days after. You got to wait till it rains and then runs the salt into the ocean or into the streams or into the drinking water supply. And I suggest you buy an antifreeze tester. And they're available for about $4 to $5. And these things have a black squeeze bulb, kind of a rubberized squeeze bulb, and a little dial and a floating pointer. And what you do is you open the radiator cap, you withdraw some antifreeze that's in your cooling system into this tester, and there's a needle that points at some numbers. And those numbers are at what point will the antifreeze boil over and at what point will it freeze. And in my world, minus 35 is a good number for the freezing protection. Now, if you live where Rich Sheban does, you might want to go a little lower than that, meaning a little more protection. If you live in Florida, maybe, you know, minus 20 is okay. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. After 16 years in office, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will visit President Biden at the White House Thursday for discussions on economic and foreign policy issues. Instead of what is being characterized as a working trip, will be an opportunity to reaffirm close bilateral ties to our countries. Merkel prepares to step down following Germany's September elections. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, for the first time, is offering some self-criticism while saying that government shortcomings in handling shortages and other problems played a role in this week's protests. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the Biden administration's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be debated, let's get an update with where things stand now. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending, something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And then the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. We're talking about domestic engineering. And let me just finish up for a couple more seconds about antifreeze. So you get this antifreeze tester, and you can get them at the auto parts store. You can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. And you withdraw a small amount of antifreeze into this cavity of this clear plastic cavity with a pointer that will indicate at what level you are protected in terms of degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius for your antifreeze. And it will also tell you simultaneously at what level of boil over protection you have. And then you squeeze the antifreeze solution back into your radiator and put the cap back on. Okay, so minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit is where I like vehicles here for Missouri. So you got to check then, maybe do a search on the internet, figure out what you need to do in your area. Now, antifreeze does a bunch of things. It prevents freezing. It increases the boil over temperature. It lubricates the water pump. And it inhibits corrosion. So it does a lot of things. And those additives in the antifreeze wear out. So that's why they say we replace it at some interval. Now, what kind of antifreeze? There are 9 different major types of antifreeze, and I'm going to refer to them by the color. Okay. So General Motors and the different manufacturers of different years of vehicles require different kinds of antifreeze. So there's a dark green, and then there's a dark orange, and then there's a gold, and then there's lighter orange, and then there's purple, and then there's red and blue and lighter green and yellow. Those are the major colors of the antifreeze, and they have different properties, and they are not necessarily compatible. And one of them is called universal. So you would think, well, shoot, I can just use the universal one. Well, yeah, sort of. You can use it to top off. Top off means, put in, a cup of this universal antifreeze. But if you put too much of it in, you will have the antifreeze fighting with the other antifreeze that's in the car. And what happens is some antifreeze will eat aluminum. Some will eat copper. Some will eat the plastic fittings and the O-rings. So you have to have the right antifreeze for the components of your cooling system in your car or truck. So it's you can't ask the guy at the big box store, and certainly not at Walmart. You have to do your own research. And it will tell you in the owner's manual of your vehicle what antifreeze to use. And if you find that your antifreeze looks green and it's supposed to be orange, you need to drain it, flush it, and refill it with the right stuff at the right mixture, the right antifreeze at the right mixture. So, Kathy, those are, a couple of the quick thoughts that I have. Oh, and those little valve caps that you put on your tires? The little caps, unscrew them and put air or check the air. Make sure you have them. The reason that you have them is to keep the dust out of the valve so that if you don't have them, and you drive on dusty roads, and you go to put air in your tire, you put the dust that's in the valve stem into the valve of your tire valve, and then it will probably leak from now on. So always put those valve caps back on. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, the other thing that if you would mention about the windshield wipers, and I know that before I knew better, I would turn them on when there was ice or debris, and then I learned that you shouldn't do that because you ruin the windshield wipers. And so I know that we have used like the 400 grit sandpaper and wiped it several times, and it kind of renews them a little bit. But do you have anything or any advice on windshield wipers or when you really know you need to replace them?
Well, okay. I have some thoughts on windshield wipers. So, class, before we leave, we live on a farm, so there's some dust here, airborne dust. And if you at any time, if the car is parked outside, if you go to any of our vehicles and you lift up the windshield wiper off the windshield, you will see a strip of dust, grit, dirt at the intersection of the windshield wiper blade and the windshield. Now, 100% of the time, if you turn on your windshield wipers with that grit there, it will scratch the windshield. Absolutely scratch it. And you've seen windshields that have these arced scratches. You look at the travel of the windshield wiper blade, and you look at the scratches on the windshield, and you see them. Well, that's because the windshield wipers were turned on with that road grit. Whenever we get in a vehicle to go anywhere, we don't know if it's going to rain or not. We don't know if we're going to need to use a windshield wiper or washer or not. So what we do is we take a jug of water or we use a garden hose and we wash the windshield every time. Every time. Because we know that there 100% of the time there's grit on the windshield wiper blades. It destroys the rubber part of the blades. It scratches the windshield, and it's just a bad thing to do. So all you have to do is, worst case, you take a damp paper towel, pretty damp, and you wipe the windshield. Lift up the wiper blade, wipe off the grit that's on the windshield, and wipe the blade. And that will make the blades last longer. Another thing is, in the winter when it's freezing cold and it's rained or it's snowed, you've got to get the windshield wipers loose. You can't just turn on the windshield wiper and expect that the motor to move the arm, to move the blade across the windshield. If it's frozen in place, you can damage the linkage of the windshield wiper mechanism. The arms, those plastic sleeve bearings, the whole mechanism can be damaged, including the motor. So in order to prevent that, all you have to do is pour some cold water on the windshield, loosen the ice that has cemented the wiper blade to the windshield, loosen that gently, cold water, not hot water. Hot water can crack the windshield. And loosen that, you know, scrape the ice off, make sure that the wiper blade doesn't travel across that rough, bumpy surface and ruin the blades. And, of course, you can do what you're talking about, which is use a very fine sandpaper along the wiping edge of the windshield wipers and renew them. Of course, then you're going to want to wash them off with a garden hose. But the bottom line for us is the windshield wipers start to tear apart before they start streaking, at least in our area. Maybe if the sun is hotter here in Missouri or something. But the rubber parts don't seem to last more than 18 months. So when we buy windshield wipers, we buy a lot of them. And so when the big box store like AutoZone has a sale, we'll buy like 20 sets. We pay probably half or a third of what they would normally cost. And the best windshield wipers we have found are the ones that are by the manufacturer of the design of the windshield wiper. So, for example, Bosch, they're a designer. Anco, A-N-C-O, they're a designer. And Trico, T-R-I-C-O, they seem to be the best windshield wipers that we have found. And we found the AutoZone brand aren't so good. They streak more. And they don't last as long. So Anco, Trico, Bosch. Those are my thoughts on windshield wipers, Kathy.
Well, thanks, Vince. That's a good place to start. And I guess I was just thinking of if we end up having a problem, let's say getting a battery, if you think you're going to need one, it probably would just be smart to just have one on hand if your battery's getting to that point where you figure it's not going to last through the winter.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I mentioned to another instructor that, it was Gwyneth, that I take some things for granted. I take for granted that everyone knows how to, you know, start garden seeds. I take for granted that everyone knows how to change his or her own oil. I take for granted that, you know, people have had some of the same experiences that we have. And the answer is they really haven't. And so you're absolutely right. Do we have extra brand new batteries here? Absolutely. And when do we buy them? When they're on sale, or if the price is low, or if we're able to negotiate lower prices. So we have the Mercedes that we have, and we have a bunch of them here, old ones. They all use the same size battery. It's called an H8, that's the size, or it's called, the old terminology was an international battery size. And so we've got several of them brand new here. We have some that fit the Chevy trucks here brand new, and we top them off with a battery charger. You know, once every 3 weeks we'll put on a battery charger to make sure it's maintained at full charge, because if you let it go dead enough times, you won't be able to bring it back. And if it's dead in the wintertime when it's freezing cold out, the battery will literally freeze. The freezing electrolyte will expand and buckle the plates and physically destroy the battery, and you will not be able to bring it back to life. So, we do have extra batteries here. And we have those testers, and we check them. And you know, if when they become weak enough and we can't restore them and they're at near the end of the life, then we put them out on the electric fence, and we use them for fence charger batteries for our electric fence around the farm. So we don't get rid of them right away. And the other thing is, we found that, what do you do with these batteries? Now, some people keep them, and they're going to make bullets out of them. They're going to melt down the lid, you know, pour off the acid, which is really dangerous. They're going to make lead bullets out of them, and that's okay. But if you don't want to do that, when you buy a new battery, there's an $18 core charge. So they want your old battery. And if you don't give them your old battery, they're going to charge you at least $18 for it, at least around here. Well, if you have extra batteries lying around and just can't stand them anymore, you can bring them to the auto parts store and you can say, you can call them first and say, I've got X number of old batteries, will you buy them? And they'll say, sure. And they'll give you about $10 a piece. So those are all thoughts about batteries. But, you know, we don't, until they're absolutely useless and will not come back for recharging, only then do we recycle them. Only then. Otherwise, they still have a little bit of use for us. But, yes, you should have that spare battery. And I have not seen battery prices come down. They just keep going up. You know, that same battery that used to cost me $37 at the Chinese factory outlet is now like $150. Wow. Any comments, Kathy?
Just wow. That's a huge increase.
Well, yeah, and when I was selling, you know, behind the counter selling auto parts back in the 70s, they were about $19, $19.99. So in my lifetime, I've seen $19.99 to $150.
Yeah.
Which is really, really crazy. And they don't last very long. I mean, 3 years, and they're starting to get really, really iffy. You don't know if it's going to start your vehicle after 3 years or not. And here's a, if you want to talk about batteries for a second, what they do is the size of the plates, the lead plates that are in each cell of a battery, a 12-volt battery has six cells, so about, you know, a little over 2 volts apiece, times 6 is roughly 12 volts. So a brand-new battery is around 13.2 volts, 12-volt battery. Well, the plates are physically larger in a more expensive battery that has more cold cranking amps. There's more lead in it. So they actually, there is a difference. But what happens is when they put more lead in the same size battery, that means less electrolyte. So there's a trade-off. So, and if you get one of those real super, you know, 1,000 cold cranking amp batteries, that's really great for cold cranking amps, but they don't seem to last more than 3 years. They don't. So, bottom line is we're buying AutoZone's Gold Series battery, and we seem to like them right now as the best value.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
One other thing about auto parts, class. You can go to one of those big box stores, whether it be O'Reilly's or AutoZone. I know for sure that we have been able to negotiate discounts even before we had our shop. We could go in, and we did go in, and they'd say, okay, here's the price. And we'd say, can you offer us a discount? They'd say, sure, we'll take 10% off. So 10% off is just one question away. Can you offer us a discount? Or I'd like to buy this, but can you give us a discount? Now, there are discounts on the internet. And you know, frankly, you know, there's two sets of prices. Actually, there's many prices. When I was behind the counter selling auto parts, there was the list price, and then there was a discount for, you know, the customer, the regular, the guy just walks in off the street, the do-it-yourselfer. And then there was another lower price for the garages. And then if there were a garage that did a lot of business with us, it was even a lower price. And then there was a price that we paid, you know, as the store. So when we buy parts at a major big box store that delivers to us every day here at the farm, they have the list price, they have the walk-in trade off the street price, they have the garage repair shop price, and then they have a price for us, which is lower than all of those. Because they know if they want our business, that's what they need to do. And they do it. So we don't, you know, even if you were able to get to the secret website that the garages use that shows their price, we pay less than that. And you can too. You can, you know, just as a walk-in trade customer, you can ask for a discount. And I've always gotten it 100% of the time. I don't beat them up. I just very pleasantly, politely say, can you offer a discount? Okay? Kathy, any other topics or questions or comments that you wanted to make?
Vince, I didn't have any more about the cars, but I wanted to touch go back to the garden thing real quick if I can. A couple things that I do, and I think a lot of gardeners do, is I have my husband save me the old oil, and I put it in a bucket, like a plastic bucket, and then I put my tools in there and let them, when they get dirty or if I feel like they just need to be lubricated or if there are any rusty ones. And I keep a couple old T-shirts, and then I wipe them off real good, and it keeps your tools nice. I mean, you don't want to leave, like, a lot of dirt on your shovels, and just wipe them off. Even if you don't have time to do a lot, just rinse them off with water and use your hand or your glove and just get a lot of that dirt off. And then one of the things I did quite by accident, and it was really nice, I had, like, the long rectangular boxes that I had lettuce in last year, and I had, like, three of them. And when I'm in the garden, all of a sudden I will see, like, a plant, like a perennial or another, some lettuce or something that reseeded itself in the garden. And I just actually took those pots, and I just, because it had the really loose potting soil, I transplanted those flowers or beets or whatever it was in there, and especially when it was really hot and dry. And I put them, like, kind of under a tree just to kind of let them so they're not in the hot sun, and every one of them survived. And so next year I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to take leave those pots there when I'm working in the garden, and then once those roots get established, then I'll take those plants and move them over. But I can't tell you how many plants that I was able to save and to use other parts of my garden. And it was just like a temporary place, but because that soil was so loose and malleable, the roots just went in, and I watered them, and, you know, they did really well. So that's something that, you know, a lot of times when you're in the garden, you go, oh, there's a little head of lettuce growing, or here's a beet, or, you know, just different random things. They either reseeded themselves or something, and or a small tomato plant. And if you just put them in there, they just love it. It gives them a chance to grow up. So I wanted to mention that, too. And the last thing I wanted to mention is, like, you could buy or grow a thing of basil, and let's say you have two plants. Well, if you take, when those basil start to get bigger, if you take the tender tips and you let it go down about two or three sets of leaves and peel the leaves off, you can root those yourself. And I did that, too. I took one of those planter boxes. Once I got roots in some water, it took about maybe 3 to 5 days. I put them in the pot, and I got, like, 6 plants now. And then I'll transplant those to my garden. So I just wanted to squeeze those in then.
Sure, and Gwyneth called me yesterday, and she said off the air that she takes carrots. So if you buy carrots at the store and they have the greens cut off, you cut off the top 1 inch, okay, and you plant that in the garden, and it will grow carrots. And if you take the bottom, let's say half an inch or an inch of onions where the root is, you cut that off and you plant that with the root side down in the garden, it will grow onions. I'm going to do that. I was going to try to do it yesterday, but I guess I'm going to do it today. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.